The first son born to Yosef, a tzaddik, was named Menashe. And the pasuk explains that his name came from the description of Yosef, Ki nashani Elokim eskol amali, that's called Beis Avi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon Nashani means to forget, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused me to forget all my toil, to forget the house of my father. And for that reason, Ki nashani Elokim, he caused me to forget, I named my son Menashe. Now it appears to be a very strange name for a son. Why is Yosef celebrating the fact that he forgot the house of Yaakov Avinu? Was this the legacy that he wanted to pass on to his own child? That he forgot where he came from? He forgot his source, his shoresh. Furthermore, Yosef remained in jail, we know, for another 2 years. Why? Because of Shicha. Because it says, V'lo zachar sar hamashkim is Yosef. He didn't remember Yosef. That's how we end off last week's parasha. Yosef understood the dangers of Shicha, had led to another 2 years of living in the jail of Mitzrayim. So why then is Yosef advertising that he forgot the house of his father? Ki nashani Elokim es kol amali ves kol beis avi. The concept of Shicha is one of the main themes of Parshas Miketz. When interpreting the dreams of Paro, Yosef states, V'nishkach kalasova be'eretz Mitzrayim. That all the sova, all the plentiness will be forgotten. So what's the lesson to be learned from Shicha in this week's Parsha? Ki nishani Elokim, V'nishkach kalasova, V'yishkacheyu. Rashi in Parsha Vayishlach points out that the word Gihanasha are from the same Shorish as Nashani. But he defines the word different than every other Mefarsh. Rashi writes that the meaning of the word Gihanasha, Nasha means Kfitza, to jump. The Gihanasha jumped out of place. It was knocked out of place. So how does that jive with Kinashani Elokim? What Kfitza took place that Yosef was describing and naming his son Menashe? And how does that go up against every other mefarish that Nashani means to forget? Where does Rashi come off by describing Nashani and Gidanasha as kvitz, as jumping? There's an incredible Baal Shem Tov. It's quoted by the Ber Maim Chaim in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Perek Yud Gimel, rather, Pasuk Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph tells us that O kiru l'nashaychu ki heicha didisaru, which literally means honor your wife, okiru l'nashaychu, honor the nashim, honor your wife, so that you could become rich, kevan d'tisaru, in order keicha, that you could become wealthy. So Baal Shem Tov explains the word l'nashaychu differently. Baal Shem Tov explained that the word l'nashaychu is from the words nashani, ki nashani Elokim, to forget. He interprets the Gemara Bava Metzia as follows: value forgetfulness, okiru l'nashaychu, value forgetfulness, ki heiche de tesaru, because it leads to hisorus, it leads to a greatness, it leads to elevation. When a person has a yerida, says the Baal Shem Tov, when he has a shicha, when nishaychu, ki nashani Elokim, he should treasure it so deeply, because it leads to incredible Yeshua, and it leads to incredible hisorus, wealth, greatness. How does that work? Why does Yerida lead to an Aliyah? How does forgetfulness induce success? So the idea works as follows. When a person is so distant from Torah, his inner neshama begins to feel a level of guilt and pain. The neshama comes back with a vengeance. The neshama wants to emerge from this place of darkness stronger, smarter, and more committed than ever before. Each time when Yosef experienced the Yerida, whether being thrown into the pit, thrown into the jail, the outcome was an unbelievable Aliyah. When Yosef was in the darkest of times, moments when he forgot his own father's home, his own upbringing, his Beis Avi, when his faith became untenable, Yosef was able to use that pain as motivation to overcome the challenge. Yosef was able to dig deep into his neshama and use that shechacha, the pain of forgetting, as fuel to rise to power and to strengthen his emunah. It makes total sense now why Yosef named his son Menashe. It was specifically the shechacha, the neshani elokim, that propelled Yosef's greatness. It was because the neshama, the same letters as Menashe, the neshama that was so deeply rooted inside Yosef, that enabled him to rise above and unlock the hidden greatness. Rashi, who defined neshani as kvitza, no longer contradicts all the other mefarshim. It was the forgetting, it was the yirida that led to a tremendous kvitza, an incredible jump and rise to greatness. It's the same exact word the other mefarshim are saying. Forgetfulness leads to kvitza. It's one of the same thing. When Yosef was on top of the world orchestrating the global economy, he was in position to reflect on his own life. Yosef was able to recognize that at each level of growth, it was his pain, alienation, and distance from home that launched him on a trajectory of nobility, eminence, and glory. It was at that moment when he had a child and named him Menashe, where he celebrated the path that led him to success. The month of Cheshvan corresponds to Shevet Menashe. The Medrash explains that Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash in Mar Cheshvan, the month of Menashe. But Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, the Medrash explains that Shlomo didn't inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash until Tishrei. Mar Cheshvan felt ashamed and forgotten, explains the Medrash. The Bnei Sosra says that it's this exact reason why Yaakov switched the hands when blessing Ephraim and Menashe. Even though Menashe was the Bechor, he was still put second. He was forgotten about. He was demoted to the left hand. But the Shicha, that Nashani Elokim, eventually leads to greatness. It will lead to the third Beis HaMikdash, the eternal Beis HaMikdash, which the Medrash says will be built in the forgotten month, the month of Menashe, namely Mar Cheshvan. Menashe ultimately will have hold of the Beis HaMikdash in his month. The Sfarim point out that Chanukah is a Hachana, a Chanukah Sabayis, a preparation for the Bayis Shlishi, which will be rebuilt in Mar Cheshvan. And Zos Chanukah is a culmination of all those preparations. The eighth day of Chanukah, all the Hachanas are complete. We're now ready for the Bayis Shlishi. So for this reason, we read from the Nasi of Menashe on Zos Chanukah. All the preparations of Kislev will lead to a Kfitza to Mar Cheshvan, will jump us to Mar Cheshvan, to the month of the rebuilding of the Bayis Shlishi. There will be a kfitza to the Geula, just as there was for Geulas Mitzrayim. Rashi in Shmos tells us that this is why we call it Pesach, because Hashem jumped from house to house. Derech dilugu kfitza, skipping and jumping. It's also called Pesach, jumping over, because Geulas Mitzrayim came b'achishena. It came quicker, it jumped forward. The Geula came earlier than intended. It came after 210 years instead of the scheduled 400 years. Geulas Mitzrayim was through kvitza. So too the Geula of our current Geulas will come through a kvitza, a jump from Chodesh Kislev, the month of Chanukah, to Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Geula propelled by Neshani Elokim. And it just so happens that the Gematria of Or Chanukah 296 equals exactly kvitza in Makola. It's a kvitza from Or Chanukah that's going to lead us to the ultimate Geula. It's a kvitza that Yosef HaTzadik experienced down the depth of the Bor. They jumped up to reach the nearest Chanukah 20 amos high. And Mirta Hashem Yishvizocha, to experience that kvitza b'achishena very, very soon, Yishvizocha to the Geula Hashem b'amitas in the building of the Bayis Shlishi in Mar Cheshvan in the month of Menashe, Yishvizocha to see that soon b'meher of Yemenu, Amen v'amen, have a good Shabbos.